the Tom Likas Show.
You're a goddamn genius. You are a goddamn genius.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
L-I-V-I-N.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Yes, it's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's you, it's me, it's our crew. We're all here, and we are here with our friend who this week appeared in his guise as divorce attorney, Adam Sachs. Always good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Not much, doing my thing in here. You know the deal.
Unbelievable. Another thrilling week, Tom.
It was another thrilling week. And before we get to anything, did you see or hear the video of Whitney and James? Did you see that?
Yes, of course. You know, that was actually canned off of YouTube originally for being harassing or bullying or something like that.
Right.
I'm not sure who was bullying who.
Right.
I'll tell you something, Tom. I was just showing Gary a picture that I'm going to put on my website or my Facebook or whatever. Every morning in the Central Courthouse in Los Angeles, this line starts at around 7 in the morning of these bleary-eyed looking people. And by the time the room actually opens, it's around 8:30. It's this gigantic line. It looks like those lines where people are in line to go see, like, the opening of Star Wars or whatever years
right.
ago. This long, long line, and it's people getting online to get help filling out the forms to get divorced. And I always tease, I always say that, you know, there's the happily marrieds or whatever.
Right.
And I really believe that we ought to have something, and we talked about this in the past, you and I, about how easy it is to get married and how you can do it in Vegas like 24 hours a day and all this, and that it should be made more complicated. And I really think that people, before they get married, should have to see that line, okay, and see what it's like, what's going on where people are miserable and trying to get divorced, and they should watch that video.
Now, do they go as couples? I mean, do they go together?
Or? I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
They're not doing things hand in hand anymore.
You know, my first divorce, it was amicable. Like,
I give you a lot of credit, Tom.
We did what you would recommend people never do. Of course, I was 21 at the time.
Right.
We used the same attorney.
Right.
Because our attitude was, we got no kids. We have no dispute or debate about alimony or any kind of payments. We had no property to split. So we simply went to the same attorney, and the one argument we had was who was going to be the complainant, because this was before...
Whose name was first.
No-fault divorce.
Wow.
And my ex said to me at the time, she said, well, I want you to be the complainant, because the next time I got married, I don't want to have this on my record that I was the cause of the divorce.
On my record, okay.
Like she was a traffic ticket.
My criminal record, yeah. It's going to raise my insurance,
what
I suppose.
What am I going to tell my next husband, that I started the divorce? No, you started the divorce.
There's a very interesting article that I just read, and I posted this also on Facebook, where they're saying that the number of people getting divorced over 50 has doubled. They call that the graying of divorce, because people are older getting divorced and so forth. And there's a whole variety of reasons, supposedly, why this is happening. But this thing that you're talking about with this quickie, easy divorce with no property and so forth, that's unusual, Tom. Let's face it. And that woman, that woman screaming at her husband like a petulant child. I mean, really, like a 10-year-old, literally crying because she didn't get her way. You know, I was actually teasing with Gary about whether it was a real video at all, whether it was set up. And I got to tell you, I think it was real. I really do. I think that's classic bullshit wife female behavior. And I think that sooner or later, as a man, you're going to be coming face to face with that.
Right.
I mean, that's it. That's your future there,
Pat. Well, that's what happens when you chain yourself to somebody else. And you are now both held hostage. I think eventually people start going insane. I really do believe that.
Well, I think they reserve, like this thing where Chris Rock talked about, that when you date someone in the beginning, you're not really dating them, you're dating their representative, and they're sort of putting their best foot forward and so forth. You always tease about, I was actually in Costco the other day and I thought of you, Tom, the samples, you know, that you kind of get these delicious samples for free at the end of each aisle in Costco, you know. So on some level, when you're dating someone, they're putting their best foot forward, and they're giving you all the yummy stuff up front. But I think that once they're safe and ensconced in the relationship and they're faithful and they think, you know, this is it, he wouldn't dare leave me or whatever, then you get the raw material. And that woman screaming and yelling and crying and she was stomping on the car,
right,
and everything. And you know that if he grabbed her by the wrist and told her to stop it, she'd have him arrested. And I've seen that time and time again.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's a great system, but, you know, in South America, you can give your wife the back of the hand and to tell her to knock it off. But, you know, we don't think that that's enlightened in the Western world, and it probably isn't really. But the bottom line is that when a woman's behaving that way, she's almost inviting you to lose your mind, too.
Right.
And the way that a man tends to lose his mind is by throwing something at her, you know?
Right. I do believe, just like people are using video cameras now to videotape...
videotape everything.
You know, like encounters with the cops.
Yeah.
You know, when you get pulled over, and cops are using video cameras to get the suspects as well.
I saw a few cops that had a pen that mm-hmm. actually was a recorder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a good idea for people, whenever possible, to use video on badly behaving spouses.
They definitely do it at, for example, in custody exchanges. It's very common to videotape them and all. And, you know, it's tremendous.
What is the
evidence.
Legality of that, by the way?
It's great evidence, let's face it.
If the other person doesn't know they're being videoed.
You know, they're in public or whatever, usually, or outdoors. I mean, you know, the point of privacy generally in video is that when someone has an intrusion into your seclusion. So if you're a celebrity, it's happened to, I think, Jennifer Aniston. She was in this backyard or something. I think mm-hmm. it was her backyard even. And it was tall trees and a fence and all this. And someone got one of these ultra magnification lenses or something, you know, some kind of crazy camera lens. And between the slots of the fence, at least it was like these wood fence, but just between, there was like a fraction of a whatever of an inch there. And they were able to squeeze it between that. And they actually got pictures of her naked, I think. She was sunbathing mm-hmm. topless or something. And that is an intrusion into seclusion. But generally, if you're doing something in public, or you're doing something out of doors, you don't have an expectation of privacy.
Well, that is outdoors, though. She was sunbathing outdoors.
But in this backyard, kind of concealed.
So would she have a right to expect privacy if a helicopter is flying over or a plane?
I don't know. There's definitely analysis and so forth, but broadly speaking, and you know, also in family law especially, a lot of the rules of evidence get a little stretcheroo. And when you have this video that, you know, shows the husband and the wife interacting in the situation where they got into this fight or whatever, you'd be surprised. The judge wants to see it, you know. Bring it on. Let's go. Let's see what mm-hmm. happened, you know. And there's no doubt about it.
Wow.
So anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, and this is related to the thing about being over 50 and so forth. You know, Tom, it's really strange. You've talked a few times about how getting married is this partnership. It's really a business partnership, basically.
Right.
And then it goes to the Secretary of State, and it gets the raised seal.
Right. You're incorporated.
Well, there's no doubt about it. In fact, I've actually sat with them. You know, I have a corporation. I've got the papers on my left here. And then I've got what look like, you know, marital documents, a marriage license on my right. And they look very similar.
They are very similar. You're doing the same thing. You are forming a corporation where each partner owns 50% of the partnership, and they own 50% of the revenue that comes in.
Well, I've had quite a few experiences in my life. My sister married a guy who was a pretty average guy, and he ended up being a really, really successful lawyer. And I mean super successful. He's making millions of dollars. Guess what, Tom? They got divorced. And it has been shown very classically that if there is a big change in a couple's income level, and this, you know, you see this particularly, I guess, with people that become famous or people that win the lottery or whatever. And it really goes back to the thing that you've always said where, you know, you get the woman you can afford,
right?
The best one you can afford.
That's right.
A woman goes for the richest man she can attract.
Right.
And what's essentially happened, if one of the partners gets richer or has some kind of a windfall or some kind of really unexpected thing where they really do have a huge amount of success. And I know we're teasing, you guys are reading some of the, I think during News for Guys, some of the different celebrities and their income levels or whatever, you know. I mean, you have to really be honest with yourself. You say, look, you know, if your wife could suddenly make $20 million a year, you know, would she just bring it home and say, I'm just so happy with you, honey, you know, and now we can have a much bigger house, you know? Or is she going to say, you know, the hell with you? I mean, I saw some pictures the other day. They were showing Janet Jackson, who's a big rock star, right? And she's married to a billionaire, a businessman from Qatar. And, you know, Salma Hayek, your favorite over there?
Of course.
She's married to a billionaire.
Right.
From Europe, I think France or something of the sort, one of those guys. And, I mean, you would expect her to marry an average guy, you know? I remember seeing Matt Damon was talking about this, how as a celebrity, you should marry a civilian. That's what they call non-celebrities,
right.
Apparently.
Yes.
So we're just civilians, you know?
And yes, so, oh, I know.
So, well, I'm not so sure about you, Tom. You could go either way. But generally speaking, the connection is that on some level, I think he married a barkeep or something, some lady that he met in a bar. And you heard stories, I think Nicolas Cage married a waitress or something like that. Those marriages don't tend to work out, you know? And generally speaking, and it's the same connection of riches that you can attract and so forth. One of the biggest predictors of divorce is not failure, but unexpected success. And that goes exactly to the point of it being a business relationship and a partnership. Because if you and I are partners and we're more or less the same financially, right? And we make money together. If you suddenly start making huge money, it's a good chance you're going to say, you know, I don't need that other guy anymore. I'm carrying this business. I'm inventing all these things. And he's, you know, he's a nice guy, but he doesn't contribute what I'm contributing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not on my level anymore.
Right.
And that's also the thing where your wife asks you, well, this is classic. She asks you to get her breast implants.
Oh, I always say never.
That's
ever.
Not funny, Tom.
Ever, because someone else is going to be grabbing.
Let
those.
Me tell you, it's not 50; it's 100%.
Yeah,
100 freaking percent.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to go to the surgery. You know, you're a little sore for a couple of weeks. You know, it's got to heal. Whatever, black and blue. Okay, fine. Once it's done, okay, she's going to show them to you once. Okay.
That's right.
And she's already got you. Okay. So remember that thing with, I think it was the Argentinian girl?
Yes.
I don't have to do that anymore. Now I've got you, sweetheart, you know, okay? Now that she's got
no,
you.
No, it wasn't the Argentinian girl.
No?
That was,
oh,
no,
sorry.
That was MTL3.
Oh, I apologize. Yep. I mix them up.
Now that I'm with you, I don't have to do that anymore.
Right. Now I've got you. But it wasn't it in Argentina, though? It was someone in Argentina that you went to Argentina and she was talking about going out with her girls crazy shit they did.
Yes.
And you were like in Argentina, you're meeting her whole family for like
the 10th time. Here's what I said. I said.
Wasn't that it?
I'm going to tell you what I said.
But who is it? Is that three or four?
That's Argentina. And,
oh, sorry.
What
okay.
I said to her, that we were going to Argentina.
Yeah.
And, of course, all I've ever heard about Argentina is, oh, you know, it's up. They were up all night. The bars were open all night.
Right.
And, hey, people are out on the streets partying, and it's so great. And I'm like, well, I can't wait to get there. And we get there, and I'm like, where's the party? And the party was, well, you know, now that I'm with you, I don't need to be going out all night. Really? Well, I was looking forward to being out late at night.
Oh, this is so great, man.
Didn't happen.
Well, if the woman gets the new breasts and she's looking hot, okay,
mm-hmm.
She's already got you. She needs to show them to other guys.
Right.
Duh.
That's right.
Well, it's the same exact situation.
That's right.
You know, there's actually some stories. I had a friend who was a plastic surgeon, a real nice guy, by the way, over in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how disruptive getting plastic surgery was. That you might have a woman who was, you know, fairly good looking. You know, you can't like, turn someone horrible into someone gorgeous.
Right.
But she got plastic surgery, and she, you know, it really changed her.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, almost model quality looks.
Mm-hmm.
And it not only changed how people reacted to her, which shocked her a lot.
Yeah.
You know, here's someone that didn't get looked at very much. Now she was really getting attention. But also, it changed her self-perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact same thing what you talk about, and I think it's one of the Likas rules, maybe, where you don't tell a woman how beautiful she is and how hot she is and whatever.
Yeah.
Because the first thing to pop into her mind is, what the fuck do I need
right.
you for?
I could be getting somebody really good instead of you. No, but think about this for a second, okay? I mean, here's the deal. And I've said this on the show. You go like this. You say, I'm going to buy a new car. and there's a car I really want. You walk into the showroom, you go, oh, my God, that is the most beautiful car I've ever seen.
Wow.
Ever. Fabulous. I can't believe it. And you go to the salesperson going, I have to have that car today. Today. I have to have it. I'll pay any price. How much is it? Who would do that? Now, you would say, well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But guys do that with women.
That's what
you
doing.
Are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Right.
Why would you say that?
It's ironic. I remember seeing this in the, they call this the Shuk, which is in Jerusalem, like the Arab market.
Right.
And there are these little stalls, you know, and they've got like Persian carpets and whatnot, and, you know, this tourist crap, tchotchkes, mm-hmm. whatever. And the person I'm with walks up to it and points to, like, this rug or whatever and says, this is so crappy. This is so awful. How much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, I don't know, 10 shekels, whatever, right? 10 shekels for this shit? No, but you're, like, insulting the thing that you want to buy, right? Because
right.
You're demeaning it. You're saying, I wouldn't pay 10 for this crap. You know, you'd be killing me if I paid 5. You know, and this is how you kind of like haggle the price or whatever.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. You're walking into this market and you're saying to the woman, I don't care what the price is. Here's my
right.
checkbook.
I'll pay any price.
I'll pay anything. You just write the check to yourself. No, don't worry about it. My balance is in the millions.
You are so beautiful.
Yeah.
I am just crazy about you. How much will it cost? You don't do that. Yeah, you know, when I go to the car dealer, I say things like, you know, I'm looking at about 5 different cars, okay? The Accord, the Camry,
maybe,
the Kia Sedona.
Yeah.
I got, some pretty good prices.
Got some prices on this kind of car
you
sell.
They all have their shortcomings. You know, your car, not very sexy looking. It's reliable.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about a 5 out of 10.
You get
me
the right financing, maybe.
Right. You don't go in going, I'll do anything to get with that car.
Well,
I don't
Honda,
care what
Honda
it costs.
I'll take it, right?
I don't care what I have to do to get that car. I need to have it today.
Right.
You don't say that. But men do that with women all the time. I don't care how much, how difficult you are. I don't care what you demand. If you don't want to have sex more than once a year, I'm okay with that. You're
no,
so beautiful.
You don't want to have sex on any day that ends in Y.
Right. I just have to have you. I'll do anything
I
have to do. Nobody should
man.
Be doing that. But they do it all the time.
And then, Tom, that's why I told you. You got to see the long faces, okay, on this line. Of mm-hmm. these onward Christian soldiers, okay? These very sad-looking people silently waiting online for the self-help center so that they can try to get themselves divorced. It is a tragedy. And then on top of it, I'm telling you, Tom, this is this thing about mother.
Mm-hmm.
You always look at the woman's mother because that's who you're going to be married to in 20 years, okay?
Yep.
That's who she's going to become. That's the factory.
Right.
Okay? And that screaming, shrill, crazy girl in that video...
Right.
What do we call this video? Does it have a name?
No. It has a big, long title on YouTube.
We need to refer to it somehow.
Yes.
But there she is. Well, the poor bastard's driving, and she's screaming and shrilling about some nonsense. And it's really fascinating because one of the whole outgrowths of women's liberation, right, which is this big movement, and now it's affected everything in the society, right, is how women want to be equal and women want to be paid the same and women want to have the same rights. And, you know, if you say an off-color joke in front of a woman, it's sexual offensive. What's that again? Sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is that here you have this woman who literally is acting like a child. I mean, she's got to be in her 30s or 40s. She's screaming and crying and hysterical because she didn't get her way. Essentially, it sounded like she wanted to go to some lake or something, and he's saying that we're going to have to go after we do something else first that he needs to take care of. I think.
And he wanted to get his tires rotated.
Yeah, his tires rotated.
And by the way, she could have gone on her own. This is something I don't understand about a lot of women. They'll say, I haven't gone to the lake because you won't take me to the lake. Go to the fucking lake. Just fucking get in your car and go to the goddamn lake. What are you doing?
No, but you see how she kind of has these two possibilities, you know? There's this personality you see of women, and I deal with women lawyers all the time, who's like super butch pissed off, you know, with the short haircut and the nasty scowl. And then all of a sudden, if they don't get their way, they can either cry and scream, or they can start to like it all like childish, childlike. Oh, I just want to jump rope. Why are you doing this to me? You know?
And why are you doing these to me?
Who is that? Is that number four?
No, that's number two.
Number two.
I thought you loved me.
I gotta get this, Tom.
That was when I called the wife of the guy she was fucking around with.
Oh, shit.
Told her what was going on.
Oh, shit.
So he got thrown out of the house.
Oh, no.
It's, why are you doing these to me? I thought you loved me.
Yeah.
Then she said, I know our marriage is finished, but why do we have to ruin theirs? Well, didn't you ruin it by fucking her husband?
No. Remember, it's never what you do, Tom. It's getting caught doing it. That's the key.
Right.
And you see how people never learn?
Oh,
after losing what his seat in Congress, this guy Wiener, right?
Yep.
He's doing it the same old way.
That's right.
The same old.
That's
even,
right.
Even while it was going on, he was still doing it.
Exactly right.
It shows you how there's some crazy humanity, some kind of compulsion or something. I was talking to one of my clients today, as a matter of fact, and he's got this very difficult wife, and they're getting divorced, but he always, I don't know, kind of flirts with the idea of like getting back with her somehow. And he really is sincere. I mean, he really does try. But he said to me, you know, she's so crazy. She's so off the wall. I wonder if she's ever going to change, or that's ever going to stop. Or like somehow maybe if she takes the right medicine, or if she sees the right therapist or something. And I don't think that's possible, Tom. I hate to be mean. I think that I really mean it, Tom. I think that people are in certain patterns. You see how difficult it is for someone who really wants to change himself, who actually wants to stop drinking or wants to lose weight or wants to whatever destructive thing they're doing, trying to stop it. And it's so difficult with the desire to change yourself, to actually do it and accomplish it. And yet people think that they can help another person do it. And you always had guys on the phone. I always remember all these years you've been on listening to, you know, guys saying, well, you know, she's got problems and I'm going to help her or whatever. And guys really think that, you know, if they love a woman or their magic dick or something is going to fix her and cure her or something.
Right. And it's, well, there were songs about this. You know, there's songs in
really?
The 90s. You know, Rob Thomas or Matchbox 20 or whatever, you know, talking about being able to heal women. And,
really?
I'm going to heal you. I'm going to help you.
Is that the song?
I'm going to guide you. I'm going to... What is that? The fuck is that? You can't fix it. You can't even fucking fix yourself most of the time.
But isn't that right? You can't. It's so difficult.
I don't think so.
Isn't it amazing that you look at yourself and you see the self-destructive things you do, and it's so hard to break out of those patterns? Do you really think with resistance you're going to be able to help another person?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think it's incredible.
It makes no sense.
It's the fucking human spirit.
I know.
All I can say is fuck her with a condom. Please don't marry her.
And don't have babies with her.
Tom, I got to tell you, if you want to ruin your life fast, have children with a crazy woman. Let me tell you. That is going to take you to new depths of horror that you cannot imagine.
Oh, the worst. All right, let's take a break here because we got calls coming in. Our
All
guest
right.
is divorce attorney Adam Sachs. If you have questions about divorce, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups, even those dreaded restraining orders.
Oh, no, not restraining orders, please.
You know, many of you have them.
Oh, God.
Or need them.
Oh, God, Tom, I'm fighting them all the time now.
Yep.
You wouldn't believe it. Every divorce starts with a restraining order now.
That's right.
That's the modern breakup.
Every kiss begins with K. That's how it works. All right, if you've got questions about divorce for Adam Sachs, call this number right now. It's free legal advice. All you have to do is pick up the phone, dial this number, and hit send. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee to my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now, we'd like to welcome our newest P1 advertiser. Are you ready for this, boys? It's NightAngelStrippers.com. That's right. NightAngelStrippers.com. The premium nationwide high-class stripper service available for any occasion imaginable. Bachelor parties, birthday parties, poker parties, frat parties. Is your boy heading overseas? How about just a guy's night out? NightAngelStrippers.com has been around since 2002, and with 11 years' experience, you know you can trust them to hook you up right. What better way to remind your buddy of what he's going to be missing than serving up a bunch of hot broads right before he ties the knot? Go to NightAngelStrippers.com or call this number, 877-75-STRIP. Mention that you heard about them here on the Tom Likas Show and get $50 off their special fantasy show. Call 877-75-STRIP or visit NightAngelStrippers.com. All right. It's a bonus hour, the Tom Likas Show, and your calls here at 901-3000-TOM for Adam Sachs. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. By the way, if any of you tried to access our website, blowmeuptom.com, you guys broke it. There were so many of you on there, you just snapped it like a twig. But we fixed it, and it's back up now. Just go to blowmeuptom.com right now. Oh, go check it out. Put it through its paces. Do it. Hundreds of you on there right now. It's your turn to try out blowmeuptom.com. Plenty of fresh content all the time, and sometimes, like when we had that video of James and Whitney, yeah, everybody tries to get on at the same time, and God only knows what'll happen, but it's up there now. Check it all out. Just go to blowmeuptom.com. We are here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and your calls at 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. Here comes David in Israel. David's called us before. David, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam. How you guys doing?
Great. Hey, David, what percentage of men in Israel are named David? What would you say?
Man, I'll tell you, if you go out to Jerusalem on a Thursday night to the main bar strip and you just yell, David,
nice.
Like 15 dudes turning around, no joke.
You know, I'll tell you no joke. As a kid, I lived in the Bronx. I used to go to Yankee Stadium. And I used to have the page Dr. Shapiro just to see what would happen. And it was quite an entertaining evening, I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Shalom, David.
I'm informed that, Adam, you're of the tribe as well. Is that
yes.
correct?
I even lived in Shalom. Israel a few years, by the way.
How'd that go?
Money shma.
It was mysterious.
Mysterious?
You should see the phone book. There's more Cohens than you can imagine. Forget
about
David. And gold, that's another good one.
Gold.
Very popular name.
Better than silver, right?
So what happened, David? You're not getting divorced, are you?
Worse than that.
As soon as freaking possible.
You didn't marry a Jewish woman, right, David? Come on.
So I met her in Israel. I had just gotten to
Israel. I'll take that for a yes.
Didn't know Hebrew. She was American. She'd been here about a year longer than me. And we got together, and fast forward 5 years later, we'd been together, and one morning, like literally the night before I'm fucking her, and the next morning she's gone with all the cash I had in the house, along with a bunch of other stuff, and
two days later,
I had divorce papers. So, really, a lot of the stuff you were saying, man, struck a nerve.
I'm sorry to laugh, man. I'm sorry. It's just, it's too much.
No, man, it is.
It's a classic story.
From an outside perspective, I'd be laughing my
because it's so classic, so typical.
You just, I mean, you really think you had mentioned, look at the mom, and
okay.
So her family has got 9 kids, and
wow.
And I never met her parents until the day of the wedding. And when I saw her mom...
Oh, my God. David, what are you doing, man?
Because he knew they wouldn't approve, or she knew they wouldn't approve.
Why would they listen?
Wasn't that? Is they're living on government handouts. 9 kids. I don't know
now,
if you ever heard...
Does that tell you anything when people are living on handouts and you marry one of the daughters... what does that tell you?
I wonder what her attitude is going to be.
You know what? She's not smart. Her family's not smart. And I was not smart.
Really? Who has all your money?
Well, I'm slowly gaining it back. But I did have a couple things I wanted to ask Adam about logistically. And I was hoping he could help me out. First is, we married in Israel religiously through the Rabbanut, they call
yes,
it. Now,
the Rabbanut.
Her being American citizen, me being American citizen, we never actually registered or did anything that, is there any way that the U.S. would see that I was ever married? I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, generally you don't register a marriage. What you would have registered is if you had children. When you had children, you could have gone to the U.S. Embassy in whatever country you're in and register the children and get a passport for them so that they're U.S. citizens,
even though they're born
abroad. I don't know if you have kids. But,
no, thank God.
Okay. Well, generally speaking, and people always say, yeah, but I got married in Vegas or I got married in Tennessee or whatever. It doesn't matter where you get married. So it doesn't matter at all. What matters is where you get divorced. And in Israel, divorce is controlled, as you say, by the Rabbanut, which is the religious authorities. And so there's only the Orthodox religious divorce. And you don't want to get under that, man. That's bad
news.
Well,
that's how it's happening.
Okay. Well, get yourself an Israeli lawyer. What can I say?
So, yeah, that brings me right to my next question, which I was hoping you could help me with. Okay, so you were here. Basically, the men here for a long time have had huge leverage in divorce because a woman can't get remarried. She's considered, I don't know the word, but basically
she's
damaged goods.
No, it's worse. It's much worse, Tom. It's
something called a get.
No, hold on. The woman is called an agunot. An aguna. What that means, Tom, you'll really appreciate this. Women have a lot of disadvantages in Israel getting divorced, and in other countries too, I think, like in South America, you know. The man can leave them and not give them child support or whatnot, and then there's a lot of countries that are fault countries, like the U.S. used to be, most states used to be, where if the woman had been unfaithful, then she would have gotten nothing. But what ends up happening in Israel is that the husband, and this is based on Jewish law, an old biblical thing, Tom, where the husband has to release the wife from the marriage.
Exactly.
He has to give her what's called a get. And if he doesn't give it to her, and he refuses to, then she's one of these anchored, as an aguna, which is an anchored woman, where she's like stuck with him. And there have been guys that disappear that refuse to give it, and they even jail them sometimes.
Of blackmail.
Yeah.
Of guys blackmailing the girl.
So then the husband says,
for lots of money.
I'm not gonna give you the house, or I'm not gonna give you the thing. If you don't sign everything over to me, I'll never give you the get. Which is this release.
And then she can't ever get married.
Well, not only get married, if she has children with another man, even if she wasn't married, they're not just bastards. They're much worse than that. They're momzers. They're like unclean. Anyways, how's that for the nice Jewish religion?
Very nice.
But David, let's not tease about that. You don't want to go down that road, okay? Try to work it out with her, but you certainly didn't deserve getting all your money taken from you. That's a bit much.
Well, listen, I had something on this side.
But wait a minute. You know, she was an American woman, right? Basically. So there we go, Tom. That's our old claim, right? He might have met her in Israel, so she's a foreign woman. But aha, wait a minute. She was also from America, too. So
there's
he was coming to you, David.
Saying here in Israel, and it's It's Gamzula Tola. That means everything's for the best. And the way I'm looking at it is like this, you know, 5 years, you know, it's not that long, but it is a long time for someone who's 26. And you know, the way I look at it is, yeah, I really did get screwed over in a big way, but at the same time, if she was capable of putting on such an act that I had no idea. I consider myself decently smart. I don't think I'm dumb.
No, come on.
She fooled me. And,
do you know,
and
David,
here's
every one second. Every single time.
She could have done this.
No, but 1 second. Every time you're having sex with her, okay, you're getting a hit of a chemical cocktail, okay, more powerful than heroin, okay? So your process and your thinking clearly is not working, okay? So I talk to guys and they tell me she must have changed. Things were different in the beginning. Bullshit, okay? She is exactly who she always was, okay? And it's like that thing that con artists do. She had the breakout date, okay? So she got herself into a place where she knew where the money was, and she was comfortable with what she was going to do, and she had the copies of the documents, and that was the breakout date. She fucked you one more time, and then she split and took everything she could. She was planning it probably for years.
Here's the question I have. Okay, because of the Get situation, she's sued for a Get, basically making up all these reasons, saying I didn't fulfill my husbandly duty, that it wasn't fucking her, I wasn't providing, I was abusing her, all these lies. But basically her lawyer brings this to the court and they basically issue a court date where I have to now basically go in there and fight it if I want. But because I want the divorce, we're able to do something called a mutual divorce, which, because she's just so, I don't know, stupid, under the influence of her lawyer, she seems not to be listening and basically has put a stop on my passport. She's asking for my dog. She's trying to take my dog. And that's really pushing me over the edge.
This is Tom. This is like fighting over the knives and forks.
I'm amazed out of here, David. And I have to say, Eddie, is that you knew this girl. You should have known all of this stuff.
Yeah, no,
you and I have
shit.
Talked before, okay?
Oh, this is a return caller?
Oh, yes. David's been on before.
No way,
and he's told me his tale of woe before, too. And, you know, David, you knew what kind of person this was. She must suck a mean cock, David, because because
Tom,
you stayed
right to the point.
And tolerated this stuff. As no other reason guys stay and tolerate this kind of behavior. And you didn't just find out after she left you that she was like this. Isn't that right?
I had an inclination. But I knew it was, the way she went about this and the way it went down, it really shocked me. And I'm 100% honest.
So she had never been outrageous in any way until the end.
Not that she hadn't been outrageous, but she had never shown the ability to pull something.
Because
like
you can only do that on the way out the door. But other stuff, I'm sure she pulled on you, and you tolerated. I'm sure the two of you argued together. I'm sure she was unreasonable. I'm sure you lived with it. You can't tell me that suddenly she left and became unreasonable.
You're right. But Adam, here's the question. Until the divorce is final, okay, which means basically I'm going to go to the Robin Hood early. I'm going to say no need for the court date. I am giving her the divorce. I am not fighting it. But because the stop on my passport and because she has a lawyer, do you have any tips? And I know you're working in America, but any tips to help me get off of the defensive, because I don't want to be looking over my shoulder once I give her that document. You know what I mean? I want that to be the end of it. And I know you're going to say hire a lawyer, but realistically,
what do you mean realistically? You can't afford a lawyer?
What's the reason?
So
reason?
You're doing it without a lawyer.
I'm doing it without a lawyer.
Okay, Tom, that's
I
it.
Have a
David,
to
not another
have
word.
A lawyer.
Not, I
have a lawyer.
I'm forget you, bro. Forget you. You're gonna get what's coming to you, pal. I'm sorry.
Are you saying you do? Is your lawyer working on this case?
No, apparently not.
So I basically put him on retainer right now to make sure all documents that I find are...
No, you need him in that courtroom.
He's doing the paralegal thing, Tom.
Yeah.
He's going to the UPS store. Oh, you're too much, man. All right, listen, God bless you, dude. Good luck, really. Oh.
You don't have any tips.
I'm not
get
gonna,
a
I'm
lawyer.
Not go down
have him in the
you.
Courtroom with you.
Crazy.
Don't try to do it yourself. That is the advice that Adam
suicide.
Is very politely giving.
And she has a lawyer. Jesus.
You have to get your lawyer in that courtroom.
She's gonna cut your ribbons, man.
By the way, David, why? I hesitate to say this because there are so many stereotypes of certain groups. Why are you being so cheap?
Oh, shit.
I have to say it.
That was a schnurr, Tom. That was the word.
Yeah. Well, he's not being a schnurr.
He's such a schnurr.
He's not being a schnurr because
he's trying to get the info from me.
Why don't you have that lawyer in that courtroom with you and her lawyer and her? Why not?
Because if I willingly give the get, there is no court.
You haven't willingly done anything.
That's the only leverage you have, and you're throwing it away, obviously.
Well, I haven't made any decisions yet.
Don't do it yourself. That is I don't, you're not hearing it, so I'm going
to
put it right to you. Adam's advice is don't do this without your lawyer actively involved.
Okay.
Having your lawyer sitting in his office in Tel Aviv reading paper is not the same as being there and being actively engaged. It's not the same. It probably saves you a couple of $100. And that's probably why you're doing it.
No, considering all the money she stole, right?
She's taken a lot, and basically what we...
But you already said you don't want to be looking over your shoulder. Hello? Can you say that?
And
so your lawyer has to be there and be actively involved in everything that happens.
Okay, some people never learn, Tom.
End of story. Okay, David, thank you for calling
from
Israel.
Thank you, David.
Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Killing me, Larry.
Tom, I confront this all the time. I just, it's like, okay, you want to commit suicide? Go ahead. What do you want from me?
You know, I should point out that when Adam comes in here, his job is to kind of guide you in the right direction, but he's not going to solve your case over the phone. You know, in order for an attorney to solve your case, he has to see your paperwork.
Don't you remember some
guy? He has
to
be in the courtroom.
There was a guy who called and said he was going to use Form 320 that I think he should. Remember
right.
that?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? Come on.
Right.
I got to look at the total picture here. You need a legal analysis.
I'm using papers from LegalZoom.com, and I was wondering if you'd tell me how to fill these out.
Yeah. All right. I'll help you later. Okay.
Cheap. Cheap, cheap.
No, it's not the point. You're going to lose in the end. If you pay a lot more child support.
No, but you're going to lose because you are cheaping out.
I understand, but you're not going to save money in the end either.
No, you're not.
By not spending a few thousand
on
a lawyer.
Nobody looks ahead at that.
Yeah, but it's not that. By not spending a few thousand on the lawyer, you're going to have direct costs. You're going to pay more for child support,
right.
More alimony, you're going to lose your house, et cetera, et cetera. Well, and you multiply that times 18 years. Come
when
on.
When someone tells me the case is resolved, when an attorney tells me that, I know I don't have to toss and turn at night wondering if someone's coming back at me. MTL 1, 2, 3, and 4 are not coming back. They're not. They can't come back. They can't ask for money. They can't say that I didn't pay them enough. All of these cases were resolved, paperwork properly signed and filed away.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Filed properly with the proper authorities. Done. Done.
D-U-N.
And, you know, come on. Going down to the UPS store, picking up legal documents. You just fill in the blanks.
I think David's doing something even worse, Tom.
Oh, he's in a foreign country.
Hey.
Israel's not the United States. They don't have the Bill of Rights. They don't have the same rights we do.
Oh,
yeah, people
God.
Have to think of Israel as the 52nd state. Canada's the 51st.
Is that right? Canada's not 51?
Oh, Canada's 51st. There you go. Yeah. They like to deny it, but they are. But the fact is, Israel is not the same as the United States. You know, it's wonderful that it exists. It's great that it's there for the people who need it.
It's not Israel. No country is the same as the United States. That's the whole
point. But a lot of people just assume they've got the same rights as Americans. They've got the same court system as Americans. And it's not true.
Okay.
Outrageous. I will take a break. We'll come back with our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Stay right there.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for unique, ultra-comfortable walking-on-air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. 2 generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well, with stuff you forgot about, and stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COS. T-L-O, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done, quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711, or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price for property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow. COSTLO. Tom Likas Show. And the more sturdy out of facts. Now, of course, we have a lot of fun beating up on callers when they act crazy. But you've got some serious issues over there. If you're thinking of getting a divorce, you're in the throes of a divorce. Adam fixes bad break jobs. If you're tired of your attorney, you need to make a switch. You can call Adam. How can people reach you?
Well, no problem. And I don't practice in Israel, by the way. I'm still choking on poor David over there. Anyway, so...
Do you speak enough Hebrew to practice in Israel if
I
you want to?
I don't know. I'm like grade school level, you know, like a second grader.
Are you bar mitzvah Hebrew? Is that what you are?
No, that I forgot altogether.
Really?
I've got my conversational stuff because I did live in Israel.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm always happy to talk to you. Give me a call. Toll free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can also send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com. and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And I've been doing the most unbelievably bizarre cases lately, Tom, and I'm keeping them all together. So no matter how strange it is, don't be embarrassed. Give me a call.
Yeah, it'd be a story to tell. Your site's not in Hebrew, is it?
No doubt about it.
I'm just checking.
You could do that through Google, I think. They have a translation thing.
Yes. Very nice. So, yes, if you're in Israel, you can ask a question. You just can't. Adam can't do your divorce.
But he didn't want a lawyer anyway.
No.
He's doing it with the paper guy.
He wants a paralegal.
So, Tom, I think the Dodgers are losing here. Is that the story?
Well, you see, this is going to be an undated show. Now you turn around, look at the screen, and you give the Dodgers school. What are you doing?
All right. I said they were losing. I don't know.
Adams.
Well, they lose a lot, right? So it's no
not
big deal.
Lately they have been. They won 32 out of 37.
Well, there you go. All right. Sorry.
All right.
Not exactly keeping track here.
I understand. All right. It's you go to Adam's website. It's adamlawyer.com.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno. We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beers. Beer Magazine and Sports News. The New York Daily News announces you're next, Aroyd.
Yep. And that should be no great surprise. It could happen as early as tonight. Look out. Aroyd could not just get suspended for the season, but a lifetime suspension from baseball.
That would be awesome.
See ya. And if Braun is any proof, there is just he was just listed as a person who's going to that clinic to get the steroids or whatever, the banned substances.
Right.
They waxed him, and there's no proof. He didn't say anything. They just said, well, you're on the list. So he has an entire suspension for the year. Aroyd, they could say, we have too many run-ins with you. You're done.
Right. That'd be funny.
The Yankee Clipper. See you, bub.
I'm down. Steve Nash's ex has claimed victory in her child support war.
He kind of had a feeling this was coming. Our friend got away with it. And a judge is re-looking at the case. It looks like his girl is going to... the judge laid the groundwork for Alejandra Nash to get a significant increase in child support payment. That's up from zero. But I don't know. Hopefully he can keep her out of Los Angeles.
Right.
Bad for him.
Apparently, though, I guess her thing is to get the kids to Los Angeles. He's still fighting that? Is that the deal?
Yeah. And that, by the way, if you put her here and the children's here, she's going to get a real increase in the pay.
Right.
But here a judge is saying, you know what, you may not even have to go there. We'll just get you some dough.
Right. Heads up, Laker fans. Don't forget, Steve Nash said Los Angeles, terrible place to bring up children.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Southern California, period.
Yep.
Yeah, don't raise
but he's children. But understand why he's saying it to everybody.
All right. Just saying.
It means a lot of money.
Yeah, I understand.
He might be being a little selfish there.
Because your kids have to go to school with the kids of the other Laker fans, and what is he trying to say there?
Well, no. I mean, that's the thing. He could put his kids in private school anywhere in Southern California. He still says it's a terrible place to raise kids.
He's saying it on purpose. Right. So I think he's saying it on purpose so the children don't come here so he doesn't have to pay more in child support. He doesn't mean it as a whole, and he wouldn't say it if he didn't even have kids. Yeah, but the problem is she's trying to take the kids here to get more money.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right. I know it. J.J. Redick and his ex-girlfriend apparently had an abortion contract. This is interesting stuff.
This is great.
An abortion contract.
Yes.
These are not enforceable. Didn't he have an attorney? Couldn't he afford to spend half an hour with Saxy? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a legal document.
Yeah, it looks like a...
You can write all the legal documents you want. You can write a legal document saying that you agree to be enslaved by another person. It can be signed and notarized. But if you try to enforce that, it will not be enforceable because slavery is unconstitutional.
All right. But so you're saying that it's basically worth nothing, so why not give it a whirl? I mean, if they discuss this and she agreed to the terms, why not just put it in writing?
But if she decides to change her mind,
right,
there's nothing he can do about it.
Absolutely.
Even if they have a contract.
I understand.
So what is the contract?
Okay, well, it's basically Red X saying they agreed that she would get an abortion.
Yeah.
And basically he would maintain the relationship with her for at least 1 year after the abortion. This guy might have been a listener. It's unbelievable. He's making all these promises.
He said he'll attempt to maintain a social and or dating relationship.
Right.
Right.
It's brilliant stuff.
It is. It's working out.
Sure, it may not it may not hold up, but who cares?
It's there. The contract goes on to make further stipulations, including a confidentiality agreement and a warning that any contact between the two after the relationship has been reached to its conclusion would be considered stalking. So if shit didn't work out, they weren't allowed to see each other.
Did you say a confidentiality agreement? How do we know about it?
Well, I guess the pages have leaked, so we're looking at it.
Somebody violated the agreement.
One of the clauses here is no admission of paternity. The parties agree that this agreement and Reddick's execution thereof shall not be admissible to prove his punitive paternity, which paternity he has denied and does continue to deny. So, wow, dude. So even if it is his kid, he says it's not his kid. He doesn't have to admit to it to being his kid. This is crazy.
Right.
Good for him.
And supposedly,
it's worth a shot.
This broad apparently now has moved on to other NBA players.
Right. She is one of those.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Michael Jordan apparently will reverse his vasectomy.
Yeah.
Reverse his vasectomy.
Didn't he learn the first time?
No, he did not. No, he absolutely did not. Yeah, this is according to a report that he's going to then be with his new wife. And he thought he was fixed for life.
Now,
turns out,
the tubes now.
He's going to untie that stuff there and basically try to knock up 35-year-old ex-model Yvette Prieto, who wants kids.
Right. Former NFL running back Larry Johnson has struck a plea deal in his domestic violence case. Won't spend some time in jail.
Yep. Good for him. I guess he's served his term and all this other crap, and he's going to avoid jail.
Yeah, Johnson apparently behind bars for allegedly choking out his ex-girlfriend during an argument in a Vegas hotel.
He learned his lesson.
Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
He learned.
NBC Sports has inked a 10-year deal for 20 Sprint Cup races for NASCAR. Not that anybody cares, but I appreciate you sending me that story.
No, I did only because when I like to joke that NASCAR isn't worth shit, and actually it is. It's worth $4.4 billion, at least to NBC Sports.
Right. And by the way,
I really have to look at NBC Sports hiring practices, because to me, I really got to look at them as a company and see what decisions they're making.
Finally, a pig alert for you.
One more NFL story. I didn't get a chance to send through. NFL star Jeremy Shockey is a winner in the epic prenup battle. A girl tried to pierce his prenup. She attempted
to
destroy. Yes, destroy the couple's prenup, but a judge has held the prenup.
Shockey.
So Jeremy Shockey, the prenup will stand.
That.
Repeat, the prenup.
That. Beautiful.
Will stand. Jesus Christ.
There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary and Dino.
Yay!
Be sure to check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
You've heard me talk about the Black Box. You've seen the photos I've posted on Twitter and Facebook of the Black Box I have out by my pool every weekend up at the ranch. You've seen that, right? It's like goddamn Woodstock up there on weekends. So imagine a Black Box out by your pool or in your backyard for summer parties, barbecues, just chilling. Take it into your garage while you work or inside while you're hanging in the man cave. Wherever, the Black Box rocks. It's a compact single box audio system that connects easily to anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. Try this. Hook it up to your TV. The Black Box will blow you away. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for decades working with the best, along with co-owner Devin Bronson, who's been a P1 since he was 13 years old. These are great guys with a great product. I love it, and I use it. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. And right now, If you enter promo code TOM, you'll get $50 off your order and free shipping. Just enter promo code TOM, the BN Audio Black Box, at bnaudio.com. Crank it!